You guys know I love Gooder sunglasses. I've been wearing them for years. I've been collecting them basically at this point because, you know, they got all these different styles and they're so affordable. They're $25 a pair. There's no slip, no bounce. They're all polarized. They're fun. You know, you have one pair for the beach. You have one pair for riding your bike. You have one pair to maybe go out to a club. I don't know, a day club. Do you go to day clubs? That doesn't sound like a right thing to do. Hey, they got a new frame though. This is what I'm here to talk about. The Pop G. Pop art for your face. It's fashion. It's fashion on your face, guys. No slip, no bounce, just like all the other types of pairs. But these are cool. Like I want to get a pair myself. Like I have too many already, but I feel like I need to get these also. Vanguard Visionary, New Wave Renegade, Born to be Envied, Pop Art Prodigy, The Mod One Out. It sounds like the Pop G is a whole group of styles, so you can get all these different frames within the Pop G family, so that's pretty cool. Check those out, guys. And, you know, if you need sunglasses, this is the way to go. You don't have to worry about losing them. They're $25, and, you know, you just grab another pair if you need them. But like I said, I've been collecting them because I can't get enough of these Gooder sunglasses. If you want to support our show and try a pair, Gooder is giving Never Not Funny listeners free shipping. You can go to Gooder.com/Pardo and use the code Pardo for free shipping. Gooder offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. Again, that's Gooder.com/Pardo and use the code Pardo for free shipping. Did you know learning actually makes a sound? It's true. Listen. That's the sound of you learning a new language with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. I love Babbel. I feel like I'm a guy. I like playing games. I'm a game guy. So I like that you can play little language games, and it makes learning fun, and that's what I need because I'm a monkey. So studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college. Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, at babbel.com/pardo. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/pardo, babbel.com/PARDO. Rules and restrictions apply.
Please don't take this personnel. Would you politely go to hell?
Hello, everybody. Indeed, welcome into Never Not Funny. This is a little sampling of the lettered episode that we released this week. And if you want to hear the entire episode, you can head over to nevernotfunny.com and subscribe to the platinum subscription levels that we have over there for you to hear everything. But this is a nice little taste of what's happening over there behind closed doors at the platinum. So please enjoy. You know, it's one of those things we always talk about it. It's like the person, you see that they're fucking up your head, the haircut's done, and you go, great, thank you so much. And then you walk out, yeah. And then you get in your car, and you're like, what the fuck? Like, nobody, I've yet to meet the person that's, and then, that's true, I did see it once at a Supercuts, and the person was making a scene.
Yeah.
And so it's like.
Well, I assume it's the same person that sends their food back at a restaurant, which I can never do.
Oh, I do if it's if a steak is undercooked, I do send it back.
So how come you're able to do that and not say, you know what, can you just like do a little more?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. But if a steak's undercooked, that's like, you know what, I asked for this medium well. This is clearly not.
But this is something you have to walk around on your head for the next 2 months.
I understand mm-hmm. that.
Isn't that even a bigger deal? I know you can't eat the steak.
I can't eat the steak.
But still... Maybe it feels less. Oh, because you're not talking to the person who did it. Maybe that helps too.
If you nailed it.
If you had a haircut waiter, if I had come over and take your order, yes. And then a different person comes
cut
and does it.
And then I say to the waiter, yeah. You know, I'd like a little bit more off. Yeah. Just bring it back.
Can I get some more water and for this to be fixed?
Yeah. You nailed it. That's what it is. Yeah. I'm talking directly to the guy or the lady.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't. Like, I'm the kind of guy who does say things, but even I'm like. I feel this, and it's like you would think that, like, here's the professional, and you do think, well, can't they see that they've screwed? Surely they've seen that they fucked this
surely
up.
Surely they see that the left side has more taken off than the right side. Like, right? I mean,
but I have done a thing where when they hand you the mirror, presumably that is your opportunity to review and make comments.
And I will do that. I will. Yeah. I go, you know what? Is there any way we can take a little? And I always act as if it's the I'm asking for a fucking favor. Can we take a little bit off here? You know, and then they do that. And then I go, yeah, great. And then I run.
Right. Because once you've said that, you can't
I feel
then
like
go,
I've got my word. Right.
That was your chance and you've spent it. And if it didn't go the way you wanted after that, you're like, well, I guess you just fucking suck at this. And there's nothing I can say to help fix it.
Because you got to think that I made every effort with my verbal abilities to communicate what I'm seeing so that you will, as the expert, correct it.
Pick up on what I'm laying down here.
Yeah. There is no hope.
Like, do you see what I see?
Yeah. Like this looks, you know what? It looks a little uneven. Can we take a little bit more off this side? It's something that I might say.
Yeah, I might say that as well.
And then once you said that, how are you going to say it any better? Again? Or worse? Well, now you've taken off too much on that side. Can you go back?
I know.
There's no point at that point because your communication is... There's no way to better communicate it at that point.
In the times where I've said it like that, and again, I think you're one and done. You get your one... but if you do say it again, then all of a sudden, they get an attitude because they're like, is this guy think I don't know what he's doing? And then they... Then there's weirdness. Tension. I don't like weirdness.
Yeah.
So...
And the funny thing is, with our kind of haircuts, like you and me mostly, where we're just getting it short, like
there shouldn't be any trouble.
I'm paying you to make it so that the back is right and it blends.
I will say this: most of the time, when my haircuts were wrong, is when my hair wasn't short.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, in the 90s, where I had the mullet like every fucking human being in the world, and you know, some curls on top, and so on and so forth.
But you've come in here a couple times and complained about someone fucking up your head, and sometimes. I couldn't even tell what you were talking about.
Oliver and Daniel make fun of me of that. Like, really, what's the difference with this one, Dad?
Yeah, it pretty much always looks exactly the same.
It's always this. And again, this is an honor of the boss. You know that.
Obviously.
Hey, the one thing that I forgot to mention about the Bruce Springsteen concert, which again was fantastic, was, now, as I was telling Oliver and Daniel about the show, when he was going into the song Last Man Standing, I believe is what it's called, and he's basically doing a eulogy beforehand about his friend, I think Tom Neese might be the guy's name, and or thereabouts.
I don't remember,
And he's talking about how he was in a band when I was 15 years old, I was playing guitar, and I've been playing since I was 14 and a half. And there was a knock on the door, and it was Tom Neese asked me to join a band. And then we were together 3 years, and that's a long time for a high school band to be together. And the last time I saw him, it was on his deathbed, and he had been struggling with cancer. And so he's giving basically a eulogy. You got to be a special kind of asshole to, in the middle of that, go, we love you, Bruce!
Yep. And more than one person did
it. And I know one could argue, well, he's being sad and we're trying to show support. No, shut the fuck up.
But you're just making noise.
It
wasn't supportive.
It wasn't.
It was like, woo!
It
was fucking ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. Like, you're so fucking dumb. This is the moment that because it's quiet. Is that why you think this is my shot to yell out?
I don't know.
Do you not listen to what he's first of all, he can't hear you because he's got monitors in.
Yeah.
Secondly, he doesn't want to hear you. No. He's talking about his dead friend, you fucking drunk hillbilly.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was infuriating. Like
I've never been drunk, but I can't imagine any level of drunkenness that takes you to the point where like this is what I should do right now. Like that's just you're already something's wrong with you, and the alcohol just brought it out more.
Let me remind you that I once crawled on top of a dugout at a baseball game to yell at the manager of the White Sox mid-game.
What?
So I
the dugout. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And when I say climb, I basically my stomach like a beached seal.
Right. Yeah. You army crawled or whatever that's called.
Yeah. And then just kind of. Hinged.
Lopped your head over.
Yeah. Not even just my head. It was holding onto the dugout and me like going in there and continuing to yell and Albert Bell just looking at me and laughing. And I'm like, why does he suck? Why does this manager suck so much, Albert? And just looking at me.
What year was this?
Well, I was still drinking. So,
96?
96, 97, right in that ballpark. Jeff Johnson, who books a bunch of comedy around the country, but at that time, Penguins and Cedar Rapids, and Pat Francis and myself, and I want to say maybe Chip Chinnery. We all went, Jeff was in town, on business down in Anaheim, mm-hmm. and we all met. Chip, Pat, and myself drove down and met Jeff. And from what I understand, the story is that at one point they went, "Where's Jimmy?" And then somebody went, "Oh boy," and saw me at the dugout yelling at the manager. And I had been going up and down the aisle, yelling about how bad he was.
Right.
Terry Bevington was the manager. And going up and down the aisle, yelling at him and complaining, like, "Why are you? How do you still have a job?" You know, yelling stuff like that. Drunk, stupid, and people laughing. And then, you know, you're stupid, so you get the laugh. So, like, I'm gonna do it again.
Yeah.
But by the time I was on the dugout, first of all, let's be clear, only Albert Bell was laughing, and he was laughing at how stupid I was being. And I think it was Albert Bell. I was drunk. My memory may not be crisp. Mm-hmm. It was one of those things, and I've surely told that story before on the podcast, but it was one of those things that I don't know for a fact this didn't happen because nobody was DVRing, mm-hmm. but I should have been on SportsCenter and mocked by Keith Olbermann.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you think you had a bad day. Look at this asshole.
Yeah.
You know, and then showing me making a scene because it was. Guys, Shopify is something that's very, very dear and important to me, and you know that. You know that, and Matt, you're laughing because you know that I don't stop talking about Shopify off the air.
It's weird. It's like your new obsession. Like, you used to talk about, you know, Journey and Kiss all the time. Now it's just Shopify this, Shopify that.
I know, and all I can do is apologize, but I'll tell you why. It's because whether you're selling scented soaps or offering outdoor outfits, the SSS or the OOO, Shopify helps you sell everywhere from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, which I learned stands for point of sale, not the other thing that I've been saying.
Right. That's when you go on and on about Shopify, you sounded a little foolish because you were raving about, and then people would say, well, why is he talking about POS? Like, what?
That's yeah.
They didn't know either, and you didn't know how to tell them.
No, because I was on the wrong side of history on that as well.
Yeah.
But point of sale is what POS stands for when we're talking Shopify.
I'm excited because we've set up our own Shopify account to handle our perks. You know, we were sending out t-shirts and yearbooks to our subscribers, and it's so easy. It's great. I get to, you know, assign roles to different people. Like our web guy, Jeff, he's an admin in there now, and it was so easy to set him up, and then I set up our t-shirt guy. He's got an account in there. He can log in. He can do what he needs to do to get our shipping done. It's awesome.
I've been kept out of the loop on that because you're kind.
Yeah. Well, as much as you rave about it, you don't want to know.
I don't want to know how the sausage is made. I just want to see the results.
Right.
That's what I want. And also, I don't know if illegally I can get away with this, but it's so easy to Shopify.
Well, because you were off key, I think we're legally safe.
I think I was on key for what I was doing.
We all knew what it was.
You know, I'm not doing karaoke to a backing track. It was on whatever key I was at. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/Pardo. That's all lowercase. Shopify.com/Pardo. Now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in, Shopify.com/Pardo. Shopify!
A better way to sell.
Jumanji's sketch was great.
Yeah. Oh, I saw the Pilates one.
Pilates one was fantastic.
Yeah, yes, really.
That was 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Really funny. Really good.
Yeah, like a horror trailer.
Good episode. Good episode. And my wife, who takes Pilates several times a week, was very much enjoyed that.
Oh, wow. She does a reformer one?
I can't answer that.
Okay.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
What does that
mean? If she was laughing, I mean, it's the machine they're using.
It's the machine.
Okay. Which I think is most of them. But then sometimes people just do like floor mat situation, right. You know?
Yeah, she does the machines because she will often complain that... sometimes they have to slow the class down because somebody does not understand how to use the machine.
I mean, yeah, who does? I feel like the sketch nailed it with the, like, it's torture, but also sex.
Yeah. It is sexual in nature.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you do Pilates?
Oh, gosh, no.
Okay.
I think one time I accidentally took Pilates and I was so angry. I was like, this is torture.
Who are you mad at? How did you accidentally walk into the wrong joint?
Well, okay, so actually, I did the thing where I signed up for like a gym, like a boxing thing, because I had a great session with a friend and I was like, I should just sign up. This was such a great session. Like, I need to work out more. But it is 45 minutes away from where I live. So that was really stupid. But I was like, well, I'll go. And then one time when I went, it was kind of the boxing plus Pilates. And I didn't know that's what was going on. And it was hard.
You got a little B&P.
Ugh.
That sounds
never.
Brutal.
Only B. Never B.
I can't imagine how sore you would be after doing those two things together.
I mean, it was like, what? I was looking around like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me right
Did you
now?
Go back?
I probably did, but I tried to check the calendar.
That does seem wise. Yeah.
When you say 45 minutes away, in which direction?
Oh, I mean, it was like west, but it was here. It was in Sherman Oaks area, and then I'm like East LA. So, you know, you're not totally in traffic, but it was definitely far.
You're no longer in La Cañada.
For that. No, yeah, yeah.
You've moved on. You're an adult.
I moved on all right,
you
yeah.
You got away from the DDS house.
Sure.
DDS is dead.
Yeah. Well done. And
my
he
pleasure.
Is a DDS, not a DMD. For anyone asking.
I wasn't, but I like that you're clarifying.
Is that for like oral surgery and things?
I think they're the interchangeable. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Are they the DMD and the DDS?
Well, maybe not.
They must not be if there's
you're right. two things. You got to choose one, I guess.
DMD sounds more
It sounds
serious.
More like oral surgery.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Maybe because the MD's in there.
Is the S sciences in the DDS?
Oh.
Doctor of Dental Sciences, perhaps?
I believe you're correct, yeah.
So maybe he does more of the mechanical dentistry as opposed to the medical dentistry?
Well, I think most dentists are DDS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Garen, once again, will take his sticky legs apart and Google this for us.
The DDS is Doctor of Dental Surgery.
Oh, okay. Surgery. I was incorrect. Oh, okay.
DMD is Doctor of Medicine Dentistry or Doctor of Dental Medicine. They're the same degrees.
Okay, so Sierra was correct. They are interchangeable, it sounds like.
The person who lived with a dentist all her life.
No, it was important that I question.
Dentists who have a DMD or a DDS have the same education. It's up to the universities to determine what degree is awarded, but both degrees use the same curriculum requirements.
Oh. So just to confuse us, then.
So is it just like the day of your graduation, they surprise you with which one?
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
Got it.
Nice. Spin the wheel.
Shit, it's like I thought a I was gender reveal kind of situation.
Yeah. Confetti goes off.
What a joy, Garen. Thank you for that information.
My pleasure.
Very helpful. Are you comfortable in the shorts? Are you wearing it? Are you sockless?
No, I got a.
You got a no show?
Sock on. Jim, I got to go catch some crawfish later on.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I got to go.
I'm so thrown
I gotta
by
hit
this
the
look.
Creeks.
The what creeks?
It's still April.
The creeks.
I know it's warm, but it's.
It doesn't seem like it's. You might wear shorts, but somehow this look. This ain't the look for today.
Are they are they denim shorts?
Yeah, he's wearing denim shorts like a Billy. Oh. He's the guy that yelled out during the Springsteen concert. It was Garen.
Yeah.
I saw a video of, do you know who Madison Bear is?
I don't.
She's
know
a singer.
Name.
She's like some pop star singer. But there's this thing where they have the mute challenge where I think Beyonce started it. Where you stop and it's dead silent, and somebody yelled out something, and someone else yelled out, "Shut the fuck up!"
Love it.
And she just busted out laughing on stage in the middle of the show.
She got a nice charge out of it.
Yeah, it was really funny.
All right, will you not send me that link?
Happy to do it. Happy to not do it.
I think I got it from you, and I don't need to.
You got it.
I got it. You got it, boss. Thank you, Garen. Hey, Garen and Sarah, you're welcome to listen to this. Garen, I went and saw a movie that I'm surprised you haven't seen, The Devil in Late Night.
I have seen that.
Oh, you have seen it?
Yeah.
What do you think of
Devil?
It? Late Night with the Devil, yeah.
I think it kind of falls apart a little bit at the end.
Yeah, sure fucking does, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't think they knew how to end. It's like an SNL sketch. They didn't quite know how to end it.
I thought the first 45 minutes were like, this might be one of the greatest movies of all time. I mean, mm-hmm. That's an exaggeration, of course. It's not, you know, Godfather-like, but... And then it just kind of becomes redundant and then falls apart.
Yeah.
But yeah, 100%. Okay, good. I'm glad to, because I was like, literally, I was like, this is the greatest. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, just end.
Yeah, they don't.
And it's only 90 minutes long.
Yeah, they don't, they didn't know. You're 100%.
Okay.
It's a horror enjoyable.
Movie? It's a horror movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just doesn't, they just don't know what they're.
Who's in this?
Nobody you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe it's an overseas, is it made overseas?
Mm-mm.
It is not made overseas?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible. I don't think the main guy is somebody you would know. I think he was in Dark Knight. I think he was the...
He was? I've seen that guy before.
The Scarecrow, maybe?
I think
you think he was the crow?
No, he wasn't.
That would be my guess.
No.
Wasn't Cillian Murphy the Scarecrow?
Yeah, I think that might be Cillian Murphy.
Oh, right.
He was
Academy Award winner.
Cillian Murphy.
Yeah, from that opera.
His next move?
I did not recognize this guy at all.
He is,
and I can confirm, Garen is on IMDb.
David Dastmalchian.
Oh yes, yes. You're right.
You know him, Sierra?
Well,
from one of your many projects here in town.
Mm-hmm. Oh well, I think so. He does. He's kind of a Chris Nolan fave.
He is.
So he's been in some stuff.
Okay.
And he, I think he was in Ant-Man.
What's his name again?
He was Polka Dot Man in Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah, he's in the first Ant-Man. Yes, he's the face. Was he Russian or supposed to be some Eastern European type dudes that's like in that crew?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was Joker's thug in Dark Knight.
He's funny, though. That guy's, he's great. When he's in comedy stuff. I'm not, he's I know great this was not that, but yeah.
Just didn't end well.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad. I'm relieved that I'm not alone in my thoughts.
Yeah, no, you're 100%. Yeah, it kind of let down because it looked great. Yeah. And it is great up to a point where it's like, well, we don't know what to do.
I agree with Garen Cockrell, and I don't like saying that out loud. No. Go put pants on.
You know you're on dangerous ground when you're agreeing with him.
I know it. I'm looking over there. I got to see his knees. Please. Not with Sierra's hair. Put pants on for the lady.
No.
A young lady coming in. Yes, we got a young lady in here. Yeah. Cover up your goddamn legs.
You want
a
blanket?
In advance of that, tell me, and then I'll make sure to wear a pant.
What's that?
Mm-hmm. So I don't know who the guest is when I get here.
Are you not on the Google document?
No.
Get him on the Google
I don't know until I get to this room.
You do that. I don't know. I'm not in charge of that document.
Yeah, neither am I, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you were.
I mean, maybe I do.
Oh, you're on there.
Well, no, I can see it, but
I don't want you making fucking changes. That's all you can do. You view. You have access to view.
And all I said was I'm not in charge of it. Which is, we were agreeing.
Misunderstood what you were getting at.
So I can't add, as far as I know, I can't add Garen.
Let's find out more about Sierra. Sierra, are you in a relationship with anybody at this moment?
Oh, yes.
You are.
I am. Yeah. I'm engaged.
Hey, congratulations. When's the big day?
Married. This year, in September.
September nice. What? Yeah,
21st.
21, 10 days wow. after yeah. the big day.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, we wanted it to be within reach.
Sure.
At least. Maybe, you know.
And are you getting married locally?
I am, yeah.
Great.
Yes, because most of my family's out here.
Mm-hmm.
My fiance's family is kind of, kind of originally Memphis, Tennessee, but also across the nation.
Okay.
So I think it made sense to
make those assholes fly in.
Yeah. Come on.
You're the bride. I agree with that. Yeah, you're the bride.
I got to wear the thing. I got to, you know, put the thing on. So you guys fly.
Do you not know what it's called? Dress? Veil?
Dress. Okay. Yeah, I'll go
train,
with
perhaps?
You'll learn
train,
as you get closer to the date.
Train. Yeah. I got to take the class. Right. Schedule that.
Is there a class for getting married? There should be.
Well, I hope so.
I believe in the Catholic, if you're a Catholic.
Because there's a lot of things you got to do in the Catholic.
You go to
Catholic
the priest wedding. And you have to take like three classes. I believe there's something there.
The odds that I'm getting married at any time in my life are reducing as the days go by. But I would appreciate a here's how to do a wedding class.
What are you? Then go to the Learning Annex.
That seems like something you could just watch a YouTube
video. Yeah, you don't need that,
there's
dude.
So
I know
but I like the face-to-face, person-to-person. This is an important day.
You don't need that.
I think you need, more so, you need a class on how to be married.
Yeah, that's
you
that's,
specifically. How to live with another human being.
Yeah.
It's not as easy as it looks.
As the days go on.
Well, let's find out. Sierra, do you live with this person now?
I do.
You guys do live together.
Yeah, and we've been together for a while, so it's sort of a formality. But, I mean, any advice?
Love. That's it.
Oh, that's nice.
Love. Just listen. Listen.
Okay. Yeah.
The two big L's. Listen, love. Listen, and then love. Lust.
Whoa.
Three L's.
The third L.
Yeah. The elusive L.
The fourth L. Laundry.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Laundry's the fourth L.
Laundry is.
Yeah. Pick up your socks.
Is this personal?
To hear the full episode, head over to nevernotfunny.com and subscribe to the Platinum at any level. Tiers 2 and higher get the full archives, and there's more perks to be found over at nevernotfunny.com.